Welcome to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander. Get Your Barbecue On is a show for backyard cooks looking for tips and insight into barbecuing, grilling, entertaining, and enjoying themselves outside with delicious food. Each week, we'll share some barbecuing and grilling tips, techniques, recipes, and a few pitmaster secrets you just have to know. Every show will feature fun, interesting, and informative guests. And we'll also answer listener questions. Please send your questions to getyourbbqon@gmail.com or visit our website at kenshardwoodbbq.com and click podcast. Hey, welcome to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm here on this wonderful day with my guest host, Soul Man G.
Hey, how you feeling today, Ken?
I'm feeling great.
Good.
How about yourself?
I'm feeling great. I'm coming off a great weekend.
Yeah, I heard you over there humming a little Motown.
Mm-hmm. You know, nothing gets you in the loving mood than some old Motown. They do it right.
All right. It was Valentine's Day yesterday.
Yes.
All right.
How'd you spend?
So you did it right, huh?
I do it right. I try to do it right every Valentine's Day. Do not disappoint your lady on Valentine's Day.
You'll never hear
the end of it.
Yeah.
Because they will remind you. They'll remind you all year long of what you didn't do.
Well, what's worse if they don't remind you?
You got a point there. Ooh, you might be doomed to repeat that history. And you don't want that. So how was your weekend, Ken? Tell us what you did.
Not a great weekend. Great weekend, Soul Man.
It was
good. Had a very nice weekend. Mm-hmm. Cooked some stuff. You know, what's what chefs do.
Ah.
Cooked some stuff on Sunday.
Yeah.
And did Cornish hens.
Ooh, I love Cornish hens.
Yeah, Cornish hens on the grill, man. And I did some quinoa, man. It was
I never had that.
Yeah, well, it's good, man. It's a good substitute for rice. I'm not, I have a sensitivity to rice. So the quinoa, I did some, I made it like, I used to go to Egypt a lot. Mm-hmm. And they had this rice over there that they used to make. And it was pretty flavorful. So I threw some of those types of seasonings in there. And I put some raisins and some almond slithers and some other, and I spiced it up pretty good. So it was a fantastic meal. He enjoyed it.
Sweet.
All right. That so how about good. You? What'd you cook?
Well, I didn't actually cook.
You did?
I took the night off, baby. I said, no, this is Valentine's Day. I'm going to keep these hands nice and pristine. So, you know, what ended up doing, let me tell you, I have a confession to make. I am a syrup thief. And by syrup thief, this is what I mean. See, IHOP happens to have one of the greatest syrups. Okay, and it's the butter pecan pancake syrup. That's my favorite syrup of all time.
Yeah.
Goes well on pancakes, goes well on waffles, goes wonderful with biscuits, right?
So where else can you find it other than IHOP?
That's the problem. You can't.
Okay.
So I had a habit. I would go down to
IHOP.
It was a habit. That tells you I did it more than once. I went over to IHOP. I would go and ask for, you know, a cup, just a normal cup. You know, they would presume for water because I had, you know, liquid still stuff left in my glass.
You didn't say it was for water.
I didn't say it.
I just need a plastic cup.
Just a cup. A nice size cup, if you will.
Right.
And they'd bring it right out to you and you give them a smile and whatnot. I'd take that whole butter pecan syrup and put it right in that empty styrofoam cup. See, but here's the thing. I don't know
if it's a statute of limitations on syrup stealing.
Well, that's not stealing. Let me tell you, it's not stealing. I left the waitress a nice $5 tip. It is not stealing at
whole,
that point.
You left a whole $5. Well,
you know how much syrup costs in the store?
A whole $5.
Ooh-wee.
I've
done it more than once.
Man.
If they had, SA Syrups Anonymous, I'd be in that group.
Man, you know, I've been to a couple of IHOPs, man, and they had you know, a little poster on there, but it didn't really have a picture of the person. Talk about syrup thief.
They had like the Unabomber picture.
You know who this guy, if you've seen this person, please turn him in. I think they have a reward for this.
Like certain like glasses, outline of this person right here.
Right. Well,
let me tell you, my woman, Valentine's Day, she did the greatest thing. She was able to find that syrup.
Wow.
Me an economy size quart of it. It's amazing. I got enough syrup to last me till the next millennium. I'm feeling good.
All right. Let's get to today's show.
I can't. Hook us up. What we doing today?
Well, a couple of things. First off, I'm going to talk about the folks on the second half of the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that part of the show where we always bring you the good news.
That's what we do.
Where we bring you the good news. Mm-hmm. Well, today, we're going to have MoFly Entertainment.
Oh, I like those folks.
Right. A couple of local musicians who got together and started their own company right here. So it should be a very entertaining and interesting conversation with those guys on the second half of the show.
Levi and Craig, they're a group of individuals that you would never forget. They are awesome together.
Yeah. I understand that you and Levi went to middle school together.
We sure did.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing those stories. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, that might have started your whole
syrup addiction.
Addiction. stay tuned for the second half of the show, and we're going to have a good time with Craig and Levi. Should be great. Today, we're going to talk about a must-have, handy item that every pit master uses or needs.
What is this?
Well, it's kind of odd. Well, I would say...
Is it tongs? No, tell me it's tongs.
No, it's not tongs. Oh. It's not odd, but it's definitely... coincidence. Yeah, well, that we're going to talking about this today.
Oh,
because I did not, you know, I was not expecting you to be the guest host today. It was supposed to be the doctor,
the soul man. Yes,
not soul man G, but you know, so
we'll pour out some kind of, club soda,
yeah,
cream soda for my boy.
Yes, but it's very ironic that what I'm going to talk about today, and well, one thing we forgot to tell folks is that last Wednesday, Soul Man G,
that's right,
was a guest.
I was
on the Wheel of Fortune.
I sure was.
Yes, and he won. He was the winner that night.
I was.
Right. Mm-hmm. You represented, bro.
Thank you.
You represented.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, we had that watch party at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue.
Yes, we did.
5250 East 22nd Street.
Wonderful place.
Yeah.
Been there several times.
Even cheering you on that last question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to say, for the record, I'll let the listeners know that the final puzzle, it was foil and plastic wrap. Well, I did not get the foil part of the puzzle. So I will no longer use foil at my household. I'm moving to Tupperware.
Well, that's very unfortunate because what we're talking about today is this universal item that just has so many uses around cooking and you know, on the grill and the smoker.
Please tell me it's not foil.
It's aluminum foil is what we're talking about today.
Why would you do that to me, Ken? Well,
I told you it wasn't purpose.
The
it wasn't
irony.
Purpose.
Irony, yeah, right. Yeah. You had this plan. No, you pulled this out. I know you did.
No, I only
You're like, I'm
out.
A jab soul man this week.
I only found out on the way to the studio.
Did you now?
That Andre was not going to be here. That the doctor.
That's true.
That the doctor called in his number one man.
Yeah, that's what
Soul Man G.
That's what I do.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about aluminum foil. Oh, man, it has so many uses for the grill master and the pit master. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so we're going to talk about some of those uses.
All right. I'll make an exception for this show.
Right. So, yeah, I know you're having a tough time with foil, aluminum foil, but
terrible time.
Yeah, how long do you think it's been around?
Foil?
Foil, aluminum foil, aluminium, aluminum foil.
Oh, you're going the English route. Aluminium. Yeah. Oh, boy, I would say probably within the probably, oh, the turn of last century, so 1900s on up.
Yeah, yeah, some cat named Robert Victor Nahar.
It wasn't Reynolds.
And it wasn't Reynolds. No, this guy created, he took out a patent in 1910.
I was close.
Yeah, yeah. So he came up with a process for continuous rolling out this aluminum. And he came up with aluminum foil.
Wow.
Now, it really didn't become a big hit until 1926. And that's when the Reynolds folks came in.
Ah.
Reynolds metal, yeah. So that's when the whole Reynolds wrap thing came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been around a long time.
Interesting.
You know, since Reynolds wrap is almost 100 years, 96 years.
Ooh.
Since Reynolds.
Boy. Now, so a pit master like yourself, you depend on foil for your job. I mean, it has so many great applications on the grill.
It does have a lot of applications, and I use it. I use it a lot, as mm-hmm. a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
But today, we're going to talk about some of those uses and what we can do with it.
Wonderful. I know one of them you can't do. You can't win a car. I lost a car, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of foil. I was foiled.
Actually, you were.
Mm-hmm.
But you still did a great job on the show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it just didn't drive away.
No, I'm afraid I didn't. But I got a trip.
Yeah, you did get a trip. You're going to Belize.
This is the craziest thing. The listeners don't know. We were talking about this, and he was talking about the possibility of me winning a trip. And he just out of the blue, Ken, I'm talking about, just pulled out of every country on earth. He pulls out Belize, the very country that I ended up winning on the Wheel of Fortune. I had never told anybody what I won on the show. And for him to pull out Belize, the very trip, it was just mind blowing to me. I'm like, are you working on a higher realm than most people or something? What type of psychic stuff are you working with, Kim?
Yeah, so the listeners don't know, the show's taped last year, but you have to keep it a secret.
I haven't. Yep.
You have signed a non-disclosure agreement, and you can't say anything about the show.
Can't say a thing.
Until it airs.
That's correct.
Right. So
I had to sit on this secret for 3 months.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's tough.
At least I can keep a secret.
Yeah. But I was wondering, though, if you won the truck, would you still be able to have kept that secret?
Ooh,
but no.
Like, hey, where'd you get that from?
But no, it was great.
Yes.
It was a great show. You did a great job. Everybody was so supportive. And,
yes, you all were.
It was really, I mean, all the folks that came to the restaurant, they mm-hmm. were, yeah. Yep, they were loving on Soul Man G.
Yes, they were. Yeah. Wonderful spread. It was a great time. I'm glad that you were. I'm so thankful that you held that for me. Thank you.
All right. So let's talk about some of the uses of aluminum foil.
Aluminium.
Yeah, aluminium foil. So we're going to talk about some of the uses. One is, first thing we'll talk about is using a gas grill and a doctor.
Dr.
Andre Jones,
mm-hmm.
You know, our pit master in training.
In training.
Yeah, in training. He likes to use, we'll take the aluminum foil mm-hmm. and we'll put wood chips in it.
Oh.
So if you're using a gas grill and you don't have the little compartment to stick wood chips in,
mm-hmm.
you can take it, you'll take the aluminum foil, tear off a sheet, fold it in half, add some wood chips, and then you would just seal the sides of the aluminum foil into like a little square packet.
Gotcha.
And then you could poke some holes in the top of it,
mm-hmm.
and you just take that aluminum foil packet with the wood chips on it. You just place it directly over the flame in the gas grill. And you do that in advance, right before you are going to put the meat on.
Mm-hmm.
And as it heats up, and then it'll start, that smoke will start coming out of the aluminum packet.
The little packet.
Yeah. Right. And it gives you that smoky flavor.
Now, let me ask you, is the wood chips that you put in this foil, is it wet or is it dry?
No. So I'm definitely not a proponent of soaking wood chips, because really all you're going to do is get steam.
Oh.
So it's only steam coming off. Yeah. So, but you need the wood chips to get very hot. And that's when you're going to really start getting the smoky flavor, not the steam as the water's evaporating. So do not soak your wood chips. Okay. Just throw them on the coals, the fire, whatever you're doing with them. But no soaking wood chips.
Wonderful knowledge to know, because there is a lot of folks that would recommend soaking your wood chips overnight even.
Right, right, right. So you can get more steam. No, don't soak more the wood steam. Chips. Do not soak the wood chips.
Don't sacrifice the flavor.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we're not big on steam. Like not that kind of flavorless steam.
No. That's like those flavorless ribs we were talking about last week. When you boil your ribs. Don't boil your ribs, people.
So the thing is, like, now, so we're talking about a lot of folks, especially when you're cooking over open flame or on a camping trip or whatever, a lot of times that you want to be able to throw some ingredients into aluminum foil. And so it's a good way to, like, we talked about steam, but now we're talking about flavorful steam.
All right.
And say, first thing I want to talk about is cooking fish.
Oh, I see. I can't help you on this department.
Fish. Right, right, right.
I don't eat fish. I'm allergic to fish.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
It's a shame. But anyway.
Oh, but thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I'm sure you'll be okay. But, you know.
All right.
For the folks that do eat fish. Anyway, so you could, what you can do is what you create these little pockets, these little pouches.
All right.
And you just take all your ingredients and you put it in the pouch. So say you want to cook a piece of fish and you want to add some peppers and onions and seasonings, all those. Mm-hmm. And so you will tear off probably like maybe a 10 by 10 inch piece of foil.
So not too
and
big.
And again, yeah. So you lay it there and you fold it over. Again, you're going to fold the sides and create a pouch.
Gotcha.
And you can take that. And I use heavy duty aluminum foil. Gotcha. That's what you want to use, heavy duty aluminum foil. Yeah. And so you take that and you take that fish and you slip it in the pot, in the pouch, and then you just add, you put it there and you add your ingredients. So you can add your spices and whatever flavors, throw a little thyme, whatever, you get fresh spices, onions, whatever you want to add, and whatever seasoning. And then you take it and you just seal up that pouch.
Oh.
And then you put it on the grill, probably a medium heat for about 5 to 7 minutes. And bam, you got a nice piece of grilled fish, and it's going to be great. It's going to be excellent. It's going to be.
So because we're using the heavy duty foil, there's no risk of it burning up on the
No, it's not going to burn up. You're just going to put it on the direct flame and you're going to put it on.
Oh, direct. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, but it's going to be on medium. Medium heat.
Okay.
And you just put it there. Just put it on the gas grill. Boom. There you go.
Let marinate in its own juices and get all flavored up in that.
Right, right, right.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Right. And it's just cooking there. You're only going to have it on 5 to 7 minutes and boom. You got a nice dish right there. It's clean. You know, it's not like you have pans, pots and pans or anything like that to clean up. You just take it, throw that, put that aluminum foil, you know, put it in a little dish, open it up, take the fish out, you can serve, you know, and you can go ahead and serve it from there too.
Now let's talk about people who might have an allergen like myself to fish. Would that same method be used, let's say, for pork or for beef?
Well, you could do, you could cook anything in a pouch like that if you like. But you know, the thing about fish is, and why I even mention fish is because on a grill, it's can be difficult to cook because it could fall through the grates, get stuck, and you know, it could, a lot of times people try to cook fish and it sticks and breaks apart and makes all sense. That kind of stuff. So it's easier to cook fish that way.
All right. Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
So, I mean, that's fish. And one of the things I do vegetables a lot, we talked about vegetables, and I've got a buddy, and when he's cooking sausages or brats or whatever, and he likes onions and peppers and just a little medley of toppings to go, vegetable toppings to go on his dogs or his bratwurst.
Right on.
So what he does, he takes that little pouch, he'll throw, put a little olive oil, put some spray in there. And that's one of the things I forgot to mention when we talked about the fish, is you do want to have some nonstick spray or put a little olive oil on the, so it doesn't stick in the aluminum foil.
Oh.
So he does that, and he puts those, cuts those peppers and onions and things up, puts them in the, seals the pouch, throws them on the grill. Sounds delicious. Brats or whatever are cooking.
Mm-hmm. And they shouldn't take too long.
Don't take too long. Mm-hmm. Probably take about 5 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. Take those peppers off there. Take those brats off. Ooh, pile them up high. And you got a great, vegetables.
Now you're talking.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great way to do vegetables. Or you could also, the same way, it's a couple things you could do. You could just put a piece of aluminum foil. Say I want to cook some asparagus.
All right.
I could cook them in the pouch, or I could just lay it over. I could lay the aluminum foil over the grill. Mm-hmm. Over the grates and mm-hmm. just cook it directly over there without a pouch, and that'll keep it from falling in between the grates and going into the fire. You could do it that way. Say I had asparagus or something that I really didn't want to seal, and I was looking for a more crisper type of texture.
I'll say.
Yeah.
So I will assume that by doing these methods here, you will still get the same results as if you did not use foil. So like those pretty grill marks that you'll see on, let's say,
well, you're not going to get that in the pouch.
Oh, really?
No, it's a difference. You're not going to get grill marks.
No grill marks
in the pouch. But you can get grill marks when you use aluminum foil on top of the grill. Mm. If you don't use a pouch, you can get the grill marks that way.
Got you. So but it's got to be exposed. Like,
yeah. So these methods, when you're using a pouch, there's not going to be any grill marks or anything like that. Right. And as one of the things that I do is also potatoes. I could take the little round potatoes.
Those are good.
Right. I rub them down in some olive oil.
Ooh.
Put them in a pouch.
Yeah.
And then I throw in some seasonings, like some fresh thyme. Fresh rosemary.
Now you're talking.
And put some kosher salt on there. Mm-hmm. And I put those babies, depending on how big they are, anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes. Mm. And I'll flip those over. I'll flip the pouch over. And man, you talk about some great potatoes.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cook them in the pouch too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's also, I was reading a magazine not too long ago, and so I decided to try out nachos in the pouch.
Wait a minute. Nachos?
Nachos.
You can make nachos in
nachos
a pouch?
Nachos in the pouch.
How?
Yeah, so what you do is, you're going to, cook the meat like you normally would, saute it or whatever. Okay. So you say you have some ground beef or whatever, mm-hmm. like that. But you're going to make a pouch. It's going to be bigger because you're going to have to. And so you tear off the aluminum foil.
All right.
And then you're going to take your nacho chips.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to put them in there and on the aluminum foil.
On the aluminum foil.
Right. And then you're going to take whatever meat it is, the burger, the meat, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to put it on there. And then you're going to take some of the cheese, like three cheeses, whatever you're going to put on to take the cheese, throw the cheese on there.
Okay.
And then you're going to throw it over the chips. You got your meat, throw the cheese over, and then you're going to fold the aluminum foil over. And again, you're going to crease the sides. You're going to close it up on the sides, those three sides. And then you're just going to place it on the grill.
But Ken, I mean, you just enclose the whole nacho thing. There's cheese on top. Aren't you afraid the cheese is going melt to the top of the foil?
No. The chips, you're going to put it on. You're going to take it and put it over the top, and then.
So the order is basically chips, meat, cheese, and I guess whatever toppings if you want, jalapenos, or I'm guessing sour cream or salsa will not be a part of this.
No. You're not going to put the sour cream. So what you do is you put the chips on the aluminum foil,
mm-hmm.
right? So you tear off a nice size piece of aluminum foil because it's going to have to go over all the chips,
mm-hmm.
but you still need to be able to close it and seal those three sides.
Mm.
So you're going to put the chips on, mm-hmm. then you're going to add the ground beef or whatever meat you sauteed. Then you're going to add the cheese.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So the grated cheese, whatever types of cheese you like to use for your nachos,
right.
add those on there. And then you're going to fold the aluminum foil over, seal the three sides, and then cut cut a little hole in the top of the aluminum foil. You're going to place it directly on the grill. That'll make sure that the chips stay crisp,
mm-hmm.
and they don't steam. So you put it on there until the cheese melts really good. Then you take it off, and then you can add all those toppings. You can add your jalapenos, onions, whatever else you want to add, you know, sour cream, mm-hmm. whatever it is you add on your nachos, you could throw it on there. But that's a way to do it on the grill. I mean, so you don't heat it up. You don't have to use the oven or whatever. You just boom. Everything could be done on the grill.
That's very
nachos, yeah.
I bet you it has a really even better flavor too, being on the grill.
Could, yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't everything?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a lot of ways to use aluminum foil. And like I said, you know, for a pit master or a grill master, I mean, those are just some of them for like some quick recipes mm-hmm. or, but, you know, we use it for, some people use it to seal their briskets when they're smoking briskets. Ooh, or yes. sometimes they use it to wrap their ribs. Mm-hmm. If you want, when you want like a meat that you're smoking to come out yes. more tender mm-hmm. and juicy, and you don't want to take a chance of drying it out, and you're trying to reach a certain temperature, a lot of people will take it off and wrap it in aluminum foil.
Right.
And some people use butcher paper or parchment paper, but for the most part, I think the majority of folks use aluminum foil.
Yeah, we use that with our pork butts. Make right. sure we keep all that wonderful moisture in right. when we're pulling, right. stripping it apart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
the heavy duty stuff, folks.
Heavy duty aluminum foil.
Don't get the cheap stuff now. You'll be disappointed.
Yeah, I usually start to. I mean, I like to go with the higher end aluminum foil personally.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Don't be cheap. Spring the extra bucks and get yourself some good high quality heavy duty wrap.
Now, yeah. So as you can see, the aluminum foil can be your friend.
Yes, it can.
It can definitely be your friend.
Uh-huh. I'm convinced.
I know a lot of pit masters and grill masters that could not do without their aluminum foil.
Forget it.
All right. So, well, it's time for us to take a break. But when we come back, we will answer a listener question. We'll be right back. This is Ken from Ken's Hardwood Barbecue Restaurant, where we have created a blend of barbecue and southern cooking. We have taken the best barbecue styles and flavors from Texas, Missouri, and the Carolinas. What food has meant to my family is a way to come together in fellowship. We invite you to come and join us. We are located at 5250 East 22nd Street in Tucson at the crossroads of Craycroft and 22nd. Call us at 520-745-4746. Come on down and get your barbecue on. Hey, welcome back to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast. I'm here today with Soul Man G.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Yeah, my guest host today. Hey, it's that time of the show where we answer a listener question.
I love this time. Let me get the bag. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. Who's up today?
All right. Let me shuffle it around. We're going to pull out this one here. All right. We have, this is Jeff from Chandler.
Jeff from Chandler.
Who writes, we're going on a camping trip and we'll use a grill to prepare our food. Is there any other dessert other than s'mores that we can prepare? That's a good question.
It is a good question.
And considering that we just left, Valentine's Day, I mean, desserts. We always think about sweets, right? When it comes to Valentine's. But when we talk about grilling, we rarely talk about desserts.
Yeah, there's a lot of recipes out there. On the internet for cooking desserts on the grill.
Well, please, because I mean, barbecue cakes doesn't necessarily sound appealing. Can you help me out? What would you prepare on a grill?
Well, I know one recipe that like I said, there's a lot of recipes on the, there's a lot of recipes out there on the internet that you can grab and cook on the grill. But this is one, it's really easy, pretty easy.
All right.
And I don't know if you ever heard of monkey bread.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the thing about it is we were just talking about aluminum foil.
That's true.
And so you could use aluminum foil to make this monkey bread recipe on the grill. Mm-hmm. Right. And since aluminum foil is your friend now.
We're coming to terms.
Right. So really, it's pretty simple.
All right, tell me.
I mean, monkey bread is made with biscuits. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just take some a can of biscuits.
All right.
And you cut up the dough mm-hmm. and about, you know, 1-inch cubes. And then you toss them in like sugar. So it's like sugar, brown sugar, and cinnamon.
Okay.
You toss them in there. And then you place the bread on. So you tear a big piece of aluminum foil off. And you got to spray the aluminum foil, of course, you mm-hmm. know, so it won't stick. And then so you take the bread cubes and you put them in a large piece of aluminum foil.
All right.
And then you cut up pieces of butter and place those on top of the bread.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then all you have to do is just fold the edges mm-hmm. of the aluminum foil. That's how easy this is. Fold all the edges, close it in, and then you just grill it on low heat for about 15, 20 minutes. And you got monkey bread.
That's it.
On the grill. That's all you have to do.
That's all?
That's all you have to do. I mean, and that's a nice dessert. That'd be a nice treat. That'd be a nice treat on a camping trip.
Well, it beats the taffy out of
right.
s'mores.
Yeah.
All right.
And the thing about it is, if you had some of that really nice syrup that, you know.
Don't get me started, Ken. Don't get me started.
Some of that really nice syrup.
You know it.
Dip some of that monkey bread in some of that. Yeah. So that IHOP syrup, man. You'd be like. Cooking with gas.
Ooh, wee. All right. Well, thank you, Jeff, for that wonderful question. Jeff from Chandler, there's your answer. Brother, you ain't got to have s'mores no more. Go out and get yourself some monkey bread. Ken, thank you for that.
All right.
I appreciate that. Now, what are we going to do? What are we going to do now?
Well, next up.
Yeah.
Well, one, it's time for us to take a break.
Oh.
But when we return.
Monkey bread.
We're going to. Yeah, no monkey bread. Oh. But when we return, we're coming back with Craig and Levi from Mo Fly Productions.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're looking forward to talking to them the second half of the show. So hang in. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. It's your favorite pit master in training, Dr. Andre Jones himself. And I'm super excited to let you know that I have my very own show. That's right, I am the host of All About the Win podcast, where myself and my fellow players interview local and national entrepreneurs about their greatest accomplishment thus far. Plus, we add a little bit of old school magic to make the stories come to life. You can check it out by going to www.allaboutthewinpodcast.com. That's www.allaboutthewinpodcast.com. And prepare to be inspired and entertained.
Hey, welcome back to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast. I'm here with my guest host today, Soul Man G.
Woo!
And it's that time where we bring you the good news.
Ooh, the good news.
Yeah, we got Craig Roberts and Levi Anthony here on Mo Fly Entertainment.
Love these boys.
Hello.
Hey,
so welcome. Glad to be here.
What's happening?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. So the first thing is, where'd you guys come up with this name, Mo Fly? What is Mo Fly?
So Mo Fly is, you know, you could take anything. You can take this room, for instance, you know, that we're in. And with just little tweaks, you can make things more stylish.
Oh, okay.
More better. Yeah. More just bring the whole thing to life. And we wanted to really express that in music. Just take normal, simple stuff, things that everyone loves, and add a factor to it. We call it the F factor. Mm-hmm. A little F factor to it and really take it to another level. So that's kind of how we got Mo Fly.
All right.
Because we were already fly, but we were just gonna...
Yeah, now you're Mo
Fly.
You
can always be Mo Fly.
You can always. Can always be Mo Fly.
That's right.
All right. So, Craig and Levi, who all is Mo Fly? Is that how many people are involved? It's you guys, right?
It's just the two of us. Yeah.
All right.
This is the bass group right here.
That's the bass group.
The whole idea that we're in is start from the center and build out.
Okay.
So, you know, and we're still really building up our catalog of songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're learning how, when it comes to live performance, it's going to be done with just Craig and I and maybe a backing track.
Right.
And then if we decide, well, now we need a drummer. Or now we need somebody to, you know, I switch between guitar, bass, and keyboard. Well, maybe I'll have somebody hold down the bass for me and I can just, you know, go to two or, you know, things like that. So it's still a discovery process. But the more solid that we get the core, then the more solid the you know, the building out will be. Mm-hmm. So
how did you guys come together?
Well, I saw him, and this is years back, after playing in the music scene, and I was playing in another band, and I saw him playing in his band, and he was on stage with his bass guitar, looking just, he had this look of what I could only describe as disgust.
Yeah.
Hey, he was playing exactly
the stank,
like
it's
that.
Called the stank face.
Yeah, totally the stank face. Yeah, yeah. And he was just getting on that bass. And I was like, okay, all right. You know, and when you see people like that play and you get to experience that, it's such a soul moving. Mm-hmm. You know, brothers got soul. Right. Yeah, I was like, okay. Yeah. And from that time on, you know, because on the music scene, you play with so many different musicians.
Right.
When I finally got the chance to play with him,
mm-hmm.
I was living in Phoenix, and my boy calls me up, and he's like, hey, they're putting together a band down here, and they're going to do your kind of music. What you mean, my kind of music? You know what we mean, right. Your kind of music. And so I was definitely all in, and that's really the first time that we actually played together, and it was like at this practice house. And from there, you know, game recognizing game, and realizing that we're going in a very similar trajectory as far as our music careers are concerned. And we just kept in contact and really became best friends over the years, and playing in multiple different bands and gigs together.
Yeah.
That's really the story.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So individually, how did you guys get into music? How long you been into it? How long you been into it? And how long have you been into it? And
I mean, there's pictures of me in diapers on a toy piano
and
holding what I called my guitar, but it was really just a ukulele. But at the time, it was as big as a guitar. So, I mean, right. I've been, I guess, attracted to it for a very long time. I took piano lessons when I was a kid, 8 years mm-hmm. old.
Yeah.
And then I stopped, you know, to study for school for some reason, because then I promptly stopped studying for school and started playing guitar.
That is amazing.
It's one or the other. One or the other.
Yeah. And I mean, I just kept, you know, and then the whole time too, I was messing with sounds on the computer, you know, like just cutting, you know, just what can I do with the sound editor,
mm-hmm.
you know, that just comes with Windows even. You can chop up sounds and do things. And then I was like, I need more programs to play with. And then I discovered loops, and I discovered, you know, there's a thing that people use to make music now called FL Studio. That came out. I bought my first version of that in 2001, I think.
Yeah,
it was called Fruity Loops.
Uh-huh.
And it said it was like $99 for a lifetime upgrade. I'm like,
okay.
So I bought that. And recently they finally came out with a version for Mac, because I switched to Mac a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I don't have access to my email anymore. Can I still get it? And they're like, there you go. You can still download it. So that lifetime upgrade worked.
It's still working.
I've been doing this kind of thing for a minute, and it's all kind of coming to a culmination. I play guitar, bass, keyboard. I, you know, program the drums on the computer, you know.
What about the harmonica?
I do not play the harmonica. That's my father. That's my pops, man.
So you're saying that music came from your blood, brother.
I guess so, yeah.
Because if people listen to our ads, the Ken's Barbecue ads on the internet.
Right, on our website.
We use a lot of the blues and the jazz sound. And it's Mo-Fly that is supplying the music. And your father is supplying
the
harmonica.
I was like, I know just the thing for this.
Oh, boy. And it hits.
So where are you from, Levi?
I grew up in Tucson. I was born in Santa Cruz, California.
Oh, okay.
But I grew up here. You know, I went to all my school here and, you know, spent a lot of time going to California as a child to visit my grandparents. So I kind of have this kinship with the ocean and whatnot, but I'm definitely a salty desert red, I guess you could say.
Yeah, so how about you, Craig? When did you get into this thing? As a child too, or what's happening?
Yeah, you know, really as a child, I took music lessons, I think like most kids, and then mm-hmm. I, you know, you sing in choir and in school. And so that's kind of how I got my singing background, and I played the guitar as well. So I love the sound of the blues, and I love, you know, classic rock as well, and really any derivative of the blues, which is I would say one of the most purest forms of American music. So that's, you know, kind of like where I come from and what I feel most in my soul is that, you know, that's like one of the root feelings. Mm-hmm. Then it gets funky.
Right.
But yeah, growing up in school and then, you know, coming on the music scene here in Tucson, because I've lived here most of my life, you know, and being able to play with an eclectic group of musicians, because we're so close to the border in Arizona, in Tucson.
Yeah,
that you just see people from the East Coast, mm-hmm. you see people from the West Coast and from Mexico playing styles of guitar that most people never get to see in person up close and actually, you know these people. So that also has had a huge influence on the way that Mofly sounds, because we're able to relate to so many different types of music as well.
Yeah, so either one of you guys or both of you, describe Mofly Entertainment. What is it?
So I would say Mofly Entertainment is a group, an entertainment group that makes music for all occasions.
Okay.
So let's say you want a trap beat. Okay, yeah. we can do that. We can make a trap beat for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take it to that next level. There's a lot of places you can go on the internet and you can get, you know, cheap free beats.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That somebody will make, you know, just like,
it's a lot of good ones too, you know, not to denigrate. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff out there.
Not at all.
You know, but we do like to put that personal touch on it, you know, work with the artist directly if we can, things like that, you know.
As an entrepreneur of a restaurant and somebody that, like, and I have another business where we do commercials, and I must say that I do prefer, I mean, because there's a lot, like you said, there's a lot of stuff out there on the internet, but it's so much better when you can work with local artists, with local entertainment company. That's my preference for sure.
Yeah, and you can hear the difference. You can just hear that, you know, instead of having like this thing and it's next to this other thing, it's like you get it all mixes together like the flavors in a slow cook barbecue.
I mean, and then you can hit the points that you want to, like in a video or something, whereas it's really hard when you buy music.
Yeah. It's like you have to work with what's there.
Right.
And it's real. Yeah. It tends to be rigid. I mean, as soon as the idea was like, oh, you know, Ken's, have you heard of Ken's Barbecue? Yeah. He needs some music. He, you know, they got some music off the internet. That was all right. I was like, well, what's he looking for? And then Andre was like, no, it's not your guy's sound. Cause he had only heard just a couple of things that we could do.
Right.
And I was like, trust me, we got this. We'll be back in a day or two with something that's going to be perfect.
Right.
I remember I heard your song, sample that you sent to me. I was in Tombstone, Arizona tomorrow. Hmm. Or Tombstone, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, Tombstone, yeah.
And I was listening to it. I heard it through my phone, and it wasn't the greatest quality. But when I heard it, it blew me away. Mm. I'm like, Ken's going to dig this. This is his stuff right here. Yeah. He's going to love it.
That's kind of like the first time I had some of your ribs, man.
Thanks. Thank you. Man.
That's for real.
So now you started Mofly Entertainment and you guys are producing. What all are you producing? What kind of productions?
So we're doing, you know, songs for commercials like yourself.
Yeah.
We're doing our own songs like Mofly as a band. You know, right now it's just Craig and myself. But we're writing songs that are intended to be performed live with a band, and that's Mofly Band.
Right.
And then we're doing Mofly Beats, Mofly Productions, you know, with that. We're working with a local rapper, a couple of different local rappers, you know, recording them, engineering, you know, putting out the songs, the whole thing. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So, I've been in Tucson quite some time, been around, you know, a lot of different venues and clubs and stuff, and I see where a lot of musicians kind of like play and you know, the bands, you'll see, you know, this person in this band one week and then they're playing with some other guys this week. So how you guys, what local musicians have you guys played with here in Tucson?
Let's see, I mean, really all over the place, but I've played a lot of reggae with a man called Hal Jackson, you know, the late Hal Jackson, the late great Hal Jackson, with Rockers Uptown. We played all over this town playing a lot of cool reggae rock, a lot of, you know, reggae hits from the 80s and 90s, and a lot of Bob Marley.
That was mostly over at the Chicago Bar.
A lot over at the Chicago Bar. We play at the Hut a lot, you know, things like that. And then I actually came up under Amo Chip is, you know, a lot of people know who that is. He's got the Amo Sphere, that's his own band. But he's been one of my musical mentors since I was about I want to say 15 years old, like right when I started really getting into guitar, you know, and so that's a huge person for me. And then we've played recently, last year we played with Nikki Douglas Chicago Bar. Yeah. You know, she had her New Year's Eve party. So that was a lot of fun. Ooh. So that's some of the cool stuff that we've done.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Did I leave anything out, Craig?
I'm sure there's more people, but I hope I hope they're not offended.
Sorry. I hope they're not listening.
Well, I hope they're listening. Just don't be offended.
I'm sure they won't. They know us, so I'm sure they'll just laugh.
Right. So, hey, well, it's time for us to take a break, but when we come back, we'll be here with Craig and Levi talking more about MoFly Entertainment.
Hey, Tucson, do you have a hankering for some good old down-home cooking? Well, you're in luck. Along with our award-winning barbecue, we have Southern Fried Catfish, mac and cheese, collard greens, fried okra, peach cobbler, sweet potato pie, and much more. 745-4746. That's 745-4746. Or visit our website. Come on down to Kent's Hardwood Barbecue and get your barbecue on.
Hey, welcome back to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast. I'm here with Soul Man G.
I want my Blind Melon Jelly record back.
Hey, we're here with MoFly Entertainment with Craig and Levi. And when we left, we were just talking about all the good things that they're doing over there as far as producing music and their entertainment company over there. So what direction do you guys see MoFly Entertainment going in?
Well, I see us eventually playing on the moon.
Yeah. Is that all? Not Mars? Not,
so up and out, those two directions.
Yeah. There you go.
I just want to be able to get back like within a week.
Yeah, Mars is too far, man. Yeah.
For now, right. Yeah. It's too far now,
But in the near future, though, just really continuing to make music. That's really what we specialize in, all types of music, and really to explore new types of areas of music to create. We just recently actually finished our first song in a spin CD for people who like to do spin class on their bikes.
Wow.
So it's a very EDM sounding album that we're creating there.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, we just released a song for our friend Frank Rostin. He's a rapper.
Yeah.
And it's produced by MoFly. So we made that beat for him, recorded his voice, Craig singing a little bit on the hook.
I
do a lot of singing actually. Yeah,
exactly. And then there's a video out, and it's, you know, that just came out recently. So
that's cool. That's cool. So right now, say what's the most interesting thing you guys are working on?
The most interesting,
I think our MoFly music is real cool.
Because there's several things about, so when we first start writing, our process is usually we'll either play something on the guitar or on the keyboard,
mm-hmm.
and we'll come up with like really a bass idea of it. And I'll start singing some lyrics and I record a lot of my stuff and then come back, polish it up. But it's really cool to be able to also think about the show that we're going to do. Because mm-hmm. ultimately, I always imagine myself, worst case scenario, everything breaks. We just grab two acoustic guitars.
Just tear it up.
Just tear it up.
Yeah.
So that's also another part of us, of our writing process is, okay, I'm going to sing this, you sing that, while we're actually writing the song. Mm-hmm. And that way, you know, we kind of know how the show is going to go, how the show is going to evolve, because, you know, you get up on stage and you're putting on a show for the fans and they want to have that feeling, that close feeling that, hey, I could be in your living room and playing this song and you would enjoy it. It would be great, mm-hmm. you know, as well as listen to it on your CD player in your car or wherever you like to, or your MP3 player. I'm saying CD. I'm dating myself.
Well, at least you didn't say cassette tape or 8-track.
My record player.
But I mean, vinyl's in.
They're coming back. Vinyl sales is up.
Vinyl's in.
We got to do one of those.
Some of the new stuff that we're working on that I've been really interested by is some of the reggae trip. We took a little turn, started making some reggae stuff lately. And we both have played a lot of reggae in the past, but not in the past several years. We've spent a lot of time in the R&B, soul, funk, blues realm, you know, and just whatever it was, you know. That's one thing that I love about what we do is that there's, it's not boxed in. It's literally just kind of wide open because it's only predicated on, is it dope? Like, are we having a good time? Do we like this? And really, we're not like, oh, but are we going to confuse people? No, they'll know it's us. You know, it's so like we play a lot of funk and soul and R&B, and now we, you know, decided to write a couple of reggae beats, and it's real interesting to see where that goes.
But that's great, man, because there's great music in every genre.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, and I love every genre. And I can't think of one that I don't love. So,
and to me, the unifying factor is just the authenticity, the passion, and the skill with which it's presented. You know, if you got a couple of those, you know, it doesn't matter what you're doing.
I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, especially when you're talking about live music, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's just hard to, you know, that feeling that you get when you're sitting there and you're watching these artists just kind of like put all of themselves in this, like, you know, what they're doing. And it's, man, it's, that is magical.
Yeah, we've been in front of some pretty cool audiences. I know just before all the, you know, the Panty D hit, just before that whole thing, I was actually, you know, going around with another reggae band, and we were playing Houses of Blues. We were in New Orleans, LA, and all that kind of stuff. And that, you know, that was, you know, those types of crowds. And the intimate venues where it's just, a, you know, 50 people, 25 people, it doesn't even matter. It's all just about that energy circulation. So just that vibe.
It is. Like, that's key. Energy. That's that thing right there. Mm-hmm. Wow. So speaking of Panty D or the pandemic, you know, the thing is, that whole pandemic, all the venues dried up. So how you guys make it through 2020, and what do you see, and talk to us about 2021, but how's 2020 for you?
2020, I think, like, as soon as we realized that everything was about to shut down, we really went into, okay, so what can we be doing while we're waiting? You know, this is an opportunity for us really to kind of retool and figure out and focus in on, you know, what's going to be the direction going on, because obviously we're at a juncture where life as we know it is about to change. So how do we want to see life going forward in the future? And really, we realized, I think, that it's becoming an economy where wherever you are, you need to be able to generate your services, whatever it is that you do. You need to be able to connect your services with other people who are also at home on their computer trying to figure the same thing out. So we just started really working, you know, kicked it into high gear, making, you know, the music that we make, making the beats, making songs for people, making our own music, and just staying busy that way. So 2020 was really about retooling and getting ready for these next few years.
What's 2020 hold? What do you see when you guys, like,
2021?
Say, 2021. Yeah. What's 2021? I'm still stuck in 2020.
The shock and horror. Yeah. You know.
To be fair, 2020 counted for like 4 years. So I think you're good. Yeah.
He's like, before 2020, I had no gray hair.
There you go. And you see me now.
I look like I've been president.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 8 years of being the president.
But yeah, 2021, though, I think really everyone's seeing the potential for going forward. And I think, you know, the people that are doing it are really stepping up, you know, and I see a lot of entrepreneurs putting out their services, whether they're video services, whether they're musicians, you know, whether they're content creators who need music. And so I really see, you know, 2021 being us connecting with those people and sharing the mo-fly spirit with them and helping them to make their stuff more mo-fly, you know, because they got good stuff. They fly too. And this is a way for it to be mo-fly.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what they need in their lives. So really, you know, connecting and helping one another is really the I think the model going forward for success for, you know, not just for us, but for the world in general. Because if we all realize, hey, okay, I don't care where that, where this person is. I know, I see them doing their thing and I'm doing my thing over here, and together we can make something even more fly.
You're right. And you have made our Ken Hardwood barbecue ads more fly with your music.
Right.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to some more.
Right. We already got them in the chamber.
Truth.
Yeah, we like that old-timey blues, jazz kind of thing. You know? Good barbecue music.
Yeah, that was fun to come up with. I was just sitting there with the guitar and I was like, you know, just picturing myself at a barbecue, and I'm like, you know, sniffing, like, just start playing a little blues riff. I'm like, okay, there it is. Craig starts stomping, clapping. You know,
we're
like, there it is.
That's, felt that. Yeah. I felt that spirit too. You feel like you're on a porch. You're like, just kicking.
So tell us about your like ideal clients. Who are the folks that you can help?
I would really say, entrepreneurs are really our ideal people out there, whether they're just one person, you know, or whether they're, you know, 20 or 30 people, you know, just a small group of people that specialize in whatever they specialize in. Because I really like working with people like that, because they really appreciate connecting with other people in our community. Mm-hmm. And they appreciate us building the community up and making it better. And so we really like working with people here in town, and also, you know, in Phoenix or wherever. But really the ideal, I guess, is really somebody with that entrepreneurial spirit that's really trying to get the bag.
But really, you know, the filmmakers, you know, anybody that needs music, really, you know. And we do have some pocket areas where we like to sit. We got some sounds that we can definitely hit very well, but we've also got a lot of other sounds that, you know, we can pull out of the bag, like a Swiss Army knife, you know. So, you know, basically anybody that needs music, like I said, filmmakers, commercial makers, you know, or somebody that just needs music for a training video, we could even do that, you know, blips and boops, whatever, you know. So it's really all over the place. And then on the other side of it, independent artists that, you know, are disappointed with some of the stuff they're finding on the internet, if they're trying to get YouTube beats and whatnot, you know, and they're looking to have a little bit more of a personal touch. That's somebody that we can really help out too, you know. And, you know, everything from, you know, working with something that they bring us to, they don't have anything and they need help writing a song. We can help write songs. We can, you know, do everything from, you know, just put the final touches on what you already got all the way to help you create it. So.
How cool is that?
That is really cool.
One-stop shopping.
Right. It's good to be versatile.
So let's talk a little bit about, I mean, Craig's mentioned barbecue a couple of times, but, you know, you guys are, you know, probably some of those late sessions and everything, and, you know, you like stomachs growling. Let's talk a little bit about food, man. What did you guys cook, or... You know, what's your experience with food?
Why don't you tell them about that chimichurri?
Well, just last night, I made a chimichurri sauce. I had never made it before. I know I tasted it before and I liked it.
Yeah.
And so I was, you know, I knew I was going to be grilling some steak. And I thought I might, you know, I might make some chimichurri sauce. So I kept it real simple. It was just the cilantro and I used Italian parsley. I didn't put any spiciness or anything in that. Just the real simple ingredients. A little bit of olive oil, and then a dash of red wine vinegar. Mm-hmm. And then I think a squeeze of lemon and some salt and mix it all up, let it sit, put it on the steak. It was way better than I could possibly imagine. Wow. It was like, it seemed like that kind of thing that you can't even mess up just because all the ingredients are so delicious. little raw garlic, it was all.
Sounds great.
So that was very nice.
That sounds nice. So, but, you know, what you described is, you know, like, you know, I guess sort of like your music, you're willing to go out and take some risk and just try, you know, that's try new things.
As long as you have good ingredients.
Right. So you like to show your show out on the grill, huh?
I love the grill. Yeah, I do like to cook, and I want to say like 8 or 9 times out of 10, it's going to be outside on my Weber kettle. I don't use gas. I like to use charcoal.
Yeah, you know. I have a little Weber kettle at the house.
You can do so much with that thing.
Yeah, you can.
I'll go low and slow on that thing. I'll do it all. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Craig?
Me, I do a lot of cooking in the kitchen, I guess. Yeah. I used to cook a lot of steak and pork chops, but now I cook a lot of chicken. And mostly now, you know, I'm cooking it in the oven. I mean, I have a gas grill. I don't do the charcoal only because of time, you know. I'm usually, you know, moving about, you know, but whenever we're having sessions though, he's always grilling something all the time.
Yeah.
Whether it's vegetables, whether it's steaks, you know, sausage links, you know, everything.
Now you're talking.
I tell you what, man, it sounds like it's a good partner to have.
it's the best.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure when you were looking for, you know, say, hey, man, I got to find me a good partner in this production company, I guess the cooking skills just were like, you know, did that put them over the top, that sealed the deal.
Yeah, it's just amazing how when you need to stop and take a break, if you cook, man, or if you watching, because I'm usually watching, but if you watching somebody cook, yeah, it is such a stress reliever.
Well, that's cool, man. I mean, so how about your family? I mean, so you cook, and so and you mentioned your dad played a harmonica. What kind of skills did you develop from the fam, you know, as you were coming up here in Tucson and in Southern California?
Yeah, that's, I mean, really, my family has always been into education and into being good people, you know, just community outreach type of thing. And, you know, and so I just have a real strong background and, you know, civil liberty, you know, like human rights, just all that kind of stuff. I've always been, you know, steeped in that kind of understanding, you know, from a child. And, you know, they were creative people too. So it was just a bunch of teachers and dancers and, you know, just a few musicians, you know, and things like that. So that's, that's pretty much my background, I guess you could say.
All right. That's pretty cool.
Would you happen to have any tips or advice to, let's say, aspiring artists or anybody that wants to be in your field?
Make mistakes. That's what I would say. Fail as much as you can, as quickly as possible. Get that out of the way. Get the fear of failure out of the way. There's going to be a lot of people who, when you're starting off, are going to tell you that your music is trash. And a lot of it too is going to be you too, you know, looking in the mirror, you're going to be like, man, I sound horrible, you know, but all that should do for you is just give you the power to move forward and just say, look, it's going to take me a lot of reps to get where I want to go. If you want to be at the master level of anything, you don't have to put in so many reps, so many hours, and don't get discouraged by it. Just accept the game for what it is. And just realize that after a while of suffering, it'll start to become enjoyable, like, you know, pretty much anything.
Yeah, it's real true, man, because like what he said, it's like, it doesn't matter if it's trash. Sometimes I write for the trash, like, you know, you know what I mean? Just to get it out of there. Okay, there's my garbage, you know, attempt. Now I can move on to something else, you know, and it's really just a matter of quantity in a sense as a path to quality, you know, because just if you grill 100 steaks, by the 100th one, you might be doing something right. Whereas if you fret over doing the perfect one, you're going to be like 5 deep and still messing up, you know?
Yeah, you're bound to make some mistakes.
It's going to happen. Right, so right. you get over that point. And, you know, they say hindsight is 20/20, but I say mistakes are very, very tiny in that rear view as well, you know? So, you know, it's like they seem huge, like, oh my God, I'm going to mess up. And then you do mess up and it seems huge. And then when it's behind you, it's like, I barely remember that. You know?
Right. Why was I stressing all that time over there?
Yeah. So perspective is, you know, have a good perspective would be the summation of that tip.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. So tell us, where can we find you?
So we got a couple songs released on Spotify, you know, Apple Music, YouTube, basically all the streaming platforms, Pandora even. You can contact us at our email. You can just go moflyband@gmail.com. That's MOFLY band@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We are on Facebook as MoFly Entertainment. And we're on Instagram as Mo_FlyBand. So yeah. That one's a little.
Yeah. Right. So we can just like on Spotify and those, we just search MoFly.
Type in, yeah, MoFly. Yeah, yeah, on Spotify. And then you could search for one of our songs, Taste Like Vacation. MoFly, Taste Like Vacation.
Okay. We really appreciate you guys being on the show today. It's been certainly been a pleasure.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
And I tell you what, Ken's Hardwood Barbecue, we look forward to, you know, to our continued
partnership.
Yeah. I look forward to some more ribs.
I just keep ordering the brisket. I'm like, I want to try something else, but the brisket was so good last time. And I just get the brisket again, man.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Hey, I tell you what, that MoFly Entertainment, that was pretty fun.
Uh-huh. All right. I told you, those boys there, they bring it.
They bring it. They bring it. I look forward to working with them in the future.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, really appreciate you listening in today on Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast. We'll be back next week with another interesting guest. Take care.